Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
73 points in the last five quarters. 73 points. I mean, this is the NFL. This isn't like playing a, you know, an FBS school and an FBS, whatever those, you know, the different sub-league. I mean, just to say it bluntly, the Bears suck. It's terrible. The way they look the last five quarters, that's bad football.
Yesterday, Patrick and Olin and Mully were on it after the game. Shout out to everyone who watched. I was looking at the views on YouTube. Y'all showed out for the YouTube broadcast of it, and we appreciate it. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show. We're talking about the Bears, and we're taking your phone calls. We also want you to know you can watch the show, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score.
Yeah, Patrick is usually a hopeful human who is patient from his years with bad teams, but he's broken after a couple weeks, and I totally understand why.
And Olin said it right, and for all of the guys that played the game, I think they should follow his rule. I don't care about what you say, what's on the film. And Olin, I guess, had predicted it. Olin had called for them to get beat. I think he had it either 38-17 or something like that.
Had the beatdown?
Yeah, he saw a beatdown coming on film, and he spoke it into existence on the pregame show. My goodness.
Good times.
312-644-6767. Let's start with Keith in Shorewood. Hey, Keith, you're on The Score. What do you think about the Bears?
Gentlemen, you remember about this time last year, maybe 5 weeks later, I was down the hall in a privileged situation to sit and talk with you guys as being part of the show, and we were reminiscing about if the Bears could just do certain things after the bye and go five games in, and then maybe they can get to the playoffs. And now, a year later, a little bit earlier, we can't even discuss the playoffs because of the situation they're in. It's incontrovertible that this is where we are, given what they did in this offseason. What are your thoughts? I just can't believe that we're here.
It's not supposed to feel this bad. It's just not. Dennis Allen is supposed to be able to make much better things happen with his talent. I have to wonder how much the injuries in the back are hurting him, because Kyler Gordon's is maybe the Bears' best defender. It's right there between him and Jalen Johnson. And for what Dennis wants to do, it might be Kyler. And he's got no Kyler. He's got no Jalen. And yesterday without TJ Edwards, and like his methodology seemed off, Lawrence. Like, I haven't seen him create any pressure. I don't think it's just the D-line when Ben Johnson says we did not affect the quarterback. It's not supposed to be just the D-line when you hired Dennis Allen.
It's not, but that's the biggest part of what's going on. And yeah, I love Kyler Gordon as a blitzer, but look at the money that you're paying up front. Look at the draft capital that you're paying up front. If I hear one more person tell me that Jervon Dexter is ready to take the next step, I've been telling you for 2 years that that's not the case. He's not that dude. And when you're a pass rusher, you know pretty quickly. Like, you don't have to wait on a pass rusher, even if their technique isn't sound.
Yeah, the motor and the get off and the fire to get by is kind of evident, especially after a couple years.
I don't want to blame the guys on the back end of the Bears defense, because their job is pretty much predicated by the guys on the front. Like, if those guys are not getting pressure, sure, you can start getting exotic and crazy. You can start throwing zeros out there and see if that works. I would tell you that Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams and Sam Laporta would be a terrible offense to do that against. If it's a young, like last week, if you wanted to play that game against J.J. McCarthy, okay, I'm with that. Try to speed up a young, but Jared Goff has seen everything that you want to try and do.
Yes, he
and
has.
He knows how to go hot.
You know, from Dennis Allen's perspective, the one guy that keeps jumping out to me is Shamar Turner. And it feels like a manager who doesn't want to play the GM's guy in a baseball season. I don't know how Dennis Allen feels about Shamar Turner, but that's a healthy scratch yesterday, and you're getting nothing from Jervon Dexter. And you're getting, he played Passignan a lot. And
who's actually been pretty good.
He flashed a little bit. But at this point, don't you got to see what you have in Shamar Turner in your rotation?
Yes. Second round picks are supposed to start.
You've got to give him a shot to actually get out there, because he's a guy who supposedly does have that fire and that edge. He punched somebody in the ding-ding.
He did punch someone in the ding-ding.
I mean, we could have used that yesterday.
The Bears got punched in the ding-ding.
I know, but I'm thinking of all the players who would have been good to get punched in the ding-ding, and Shamar Turner wasn't even out there.
Joe is on the Northwest side. Hey, Joe, you're on the Score.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on the Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Guys, I still like the coach, and I think Caleb showed some improvement. I think if we had a better team around him, I think they'd be fine. But guys, we're staring possibly another 550s with this team. You've got two against the Packers, one against the Ravens, one against the Eagles, and one against Pittsburgh. Seriously, they don't have anyone on that defensive line that understands outside contain. Guys,
that's true.
Braxton Jones is a failed left tackle. We need to face that fact. The general manager, if he was in the military, he would have been relieved for cause at this point. And I'm serious. I'm serious as a heart attack when I say that.
All right, at least you don't think he would have been put down.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to draw military comparisons and hold him in front of the tribunal and
football mister
and get the judge advocate general involved and all that stuff.
I mean, the head coach has told you exactly what he thinks about Braxton Jones, that he's the best we have. Is he good on every play? No. But he's the best we have, right? Told you that. When it's garbage time and he decides to take a look at Tyson Bagent, he decides to take a look at Canada.
I don't think that he was taking a look at Tyson Bagent. I think it was
saving Caleb.
This is another thing.
So then maybe he's definitely taking a look at Theo Benedet. Why not just let Braxton play?
I agree with Olin on that too. Like there was a reason to keep playing Caleb in that game, because the reps are important. Even bad reps, be out there. Your guys are out there. Be out there with them. And I'm not saying that Caleb tapped out. I don't think that's the case. I think his coach took him out of the game. But I would have probably fought someone to stay in that game, even though you're getting your teeth kicked in. You got to wear some of that.
Yeah, yeah. He was getting himself into trouble. Play after play after play.
That bunny hop in the pocket was pretty hilarious, though. I got to give him props for that.
Yeah, he can get by people, super excited about it.
It's amazing. Like, some of the stuff, the escapability inside the pocket for him is crazy. But I just feel like one of these times he's going to do that, and someone's going to put their helmet right underneath his chin. And then he's going to be out for a while. And then what?
I think that's the fear, because then what are you doing?
Well, you can also just call it so that he doesn't, like, we're handing the ball off and we're getting out of here. But you need to be out there with those guys.
Yeah, because Caleb talked about being out there and trying to help in some ways, listening on the helmet. He's trying to say something to certain guys, et cetera. It's all a problem.
It's all a problem. Let's go out to Adam. Hey, Adam, you're on the Score. What's your thoughts on the Bears?
Hey, gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say one thing and then ask you a question. Was it me, or was there a tremendous lack of effort all around by the Bears?
I didn't really see the lack of effort. I'll be honest. Like, I don't know what players you're talking to.
People are mad at Byard on the Jameson Williams touchdown where he was at the sideline and then broke it back to the middle.
That's a miscommunication where Byard is going the other way and Nashawn Wright is clearly thinking Byard is going to stay there. So I don't think Kevin Byard's a guy who's going to do that, but it's a worthy locker room topic. I saw them getting desperately out-schemed by a very comfortable quarterback. I mean, Jared Goff knows what the hell he's doing. You give him time, you make him feel comfortable, you let him feel comfortable, he's just going to pick your ass apart.
Yep.
No matter who this coordinator is.
It doesn't seem to matter, does it?
No.
Interesting how that worked. And that's why Dan Campbell made you wear it. Because he's like, oh, really? That was all him. We didn't do jack around here. It was just Ben. Oh, okay, cool. Here's 52. Enjoy that 52.
I bailed in the fourth quarter and recorded it to watch the rest this morning and went to Red Zone so I could see the end of Jake Browning and the Bengals. And so I could see not even the end. I didn't even make it to the end of Cowboys Giants, which just kept going all the way into a big part of the late window. But I saw enough Russ making perfect throws to keep them alive.
Yeah. Lawrence's guy, Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac Jones. He's back, baby. He is out here slinging that pill. And I mean, to go
high
back
tide.
To high tide indeed. Good weekend for the tide. Go back to one of our earlier callers, Joe Burrow getting hurt. Means that maybe you could take one of those 50-point games away off of your schedule. Because now Joe Burrow's not for that back-to-back Bengals and Ravens thing that mm-hmm. you were going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get a lot of stuff fixed, and they need to fix it pretty quickly. Hey, Johnny, you're on the score.
All right, guys. We got 31 coaches, not counting the head coach. They got 5 weeks to prepare. And this is what they put out on the field? Is that... It's unacceptable. Us Bear fans, we don't accept it. What are these guys doing? What are these coaches doing during practice? They playing cards or what? What are they doing? Because they're not coaching. 31 coaches out there. Does anybody know what they're doing out there?
Isn't it a little more scary if they are coaching, Johnny?
But they are.
I think they are.
They're coaching.
That makes it more scary. I mean, they might be playing cards while they're doing it, you know? But they're coaching. They're trying.
They're coaching them up. And they're going to have to coach him up this week, too. And it's going to be rough.
Bears fans do not deserve it. I was hanging out with the in-laws.
Are you sure about that?
You think we deserve it?
Yeah.
You think you deserve it?
I think we all deserve it.
What did you do?
Well, nothing. But I tune in every week. That's what I'm doing. So by default,
Tanny with the Catholic guilt. I love it.
Well, you think, look, they know that they've got you right where they want. They know that.
Well, that's football fans everywhere. And yeah. Every NFL team, that's their fans.
But they tried. They tried this offseason. That's the thing. That's the worst part for me is that they paid the number one coach $14 million a year.
They did.
And here they are.
And then they got his thoughts for the draft. And then the players that he wanted, they won't put on the field.
There's no way that he said, give me Ozzie Trapillo. There's no way in hell.
Let me
decides not to play.
Let me ask you this question.
Yes, then. As Lauren subtweets me. Yes, go ahead.
What do you think the choice was at the first pick that they had? Whose choice was that?
Ben's, 100%.
What about the second one?
Those are polls. The bad ones go to polls, and the good ones go to Ben.
Okay.
But even Colston's not a good one because the vision of what you're doing, you can't win if you don't have anything on the line.
All I'm saying is that it's pretty clear with the pick of Colston Loveland that Ben had a huge part in this draft.
I agree.
So he should not be divorced from the decisions were made in this draft.
That's the first round draft pick. You don't think it's possible that then in the second round, once Poles pivots and he's in his wacky look at me mode, and okay. He's got three picks that he then pivots to guys that he wants and has done a crap ass job of scouting.
Explain Luther Burden then.
That's
not a Ben draft.
No, that's Antoine Randall. That's Antoine Randall, right?
Okay,
there.
So we're gonna give that to him.
I think so. That's an offensive player.
Okay.
So is Ozzie Trabillo. I just want to help you out with that one.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right.
And then they
But Poles is the offensive line guru, as we know.
We know for a fact that he's not. We know it that he's not. And it's amazing. Like, it's amazing. I wonder if Ian Cunningham is sitting there going, I probably should have taken one of them jobs that were available for me
gone.
Because I don't know if I'm going to get one now.
Before our talent evaluation is even more embarrassed.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
This is where they're at.
It's not good.
No, it's not good. Speaks, It's not good.
No, it isn't.
You know what really sucks? The four of us as a group, as a wolf pack,
yes,
had a great weekend until the Bears game.
Yeah, they kind of damaged everything. Nico Horner might hit 300, Lawrence.
How dare you today?
Nico Horner's on fire. You know what I did this morning? I watched the condensed Cubs game. I spent 10 minutes just sitting at my kitchen table, just smiling ear to ear. I mean, they didn't do everything right, but it sure as hell wasn't the Bears. And it wasn't another football team reminding of how far away the Bears are from that team.
Tanny, he's right. We might as well just lean into the Cubs playoff thing now.
It's baseball season
they're
again.
They're a juggernaut.
It just happened. That's not the point, Tanny. The point is they're not the Bears. That's the best thing about the Cubs right now.
I will say the Bob Uecker letter is the best thing I saw all weekend. That includes beautiful. The bar mitzvah. That's how beautiful it was.
Are you glad
they
I
were
read,
both very good.
You glad I read the Bob Uecker letter at the bar mitzvah? I thought it was appropriate.
It was a better choice. You know your audience.
Here's how bad things are for the Bears, okay? Yeah. It's so bad that I got a text from Fells, from Sam Fells this morning, and he was like, hey, man, just... whenever you guys want to talk some hockey. And I was like, nope. How
oh,
dare you?
Oh, boy.
How dare you, oh, sir? Boy.
Actually, it's a funny thing about that is, so, like, I almost threw that out in the group thread. I was like, thank God I got my Hawks.
Dude, that's a guy. That's Sam
Smith. It was a bad night for Notre Dame Saturday, so you know I was looking for something to cling to.
Wait, aren't the Hawks kind of in the same position? They got a guy with the number one pick?
Yeah, no.
Supplemented with veterans that didn't work out.
And then you got rid of some of the veterans because they weren't playing correctly with the number one pick.
He's going to get developed this year. This year they're going to turn that thing around. I don't like that. Sam, you're smelling blood in the water. You're a hockey shark smelling Bears blood in the water.
They're right there for you this season, the Hawks, with the 100-year anniversary. They're going to lean into some nostalgia if they're not good. There's plenty of reasons to go to the United Center this year.
Sure.
I'm here for it.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.